Welcome to Believing Together Daily Podcast, a ministry of the Kerwin Baptist Church in Kernersville, North Carolina. Our prayer is that through these daily devotions, we can believe together, even when we can't be together. Please join us for a brief devotion Monday through Friday as we strive to continue daily with one accord, as the first church did in Acts chapter 2. Now, here is our pastor, Daniel Hawtrey, with our devotion today.
Thank you for joining me for Believing Together. I hope that you're having a good day, and we're going to begin right back here at Psalm 143 about getting victory in your valleys. We talked first about the pain in the valley that David described. Then we talked about the prizes in the valley and how God uses the valleys in our life. There are prizes there. Valuable things that God uses in our life. And so today, I want to talk about the path from the valley. The pain in the valley, the prize is in the valley, but now the path from the valley. We get to this point in verses 1, verse 6, verse 8, verse 9, verse 11 through 12, and all those things. But I do want to read a couple of these verses. Verse 6, David said, "My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land." And verse 80, David said, "Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust." Verse 9, he says, "Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies." What is the path out of our valleys? The first thing, may I say this, is the path of prayer. Verse 1, David starts the whole thing off, a prayer to God. And all the way down through verse 12, David mentions calling on God, prayer. And you know, when you're talking about the path out of the valley, it starts with the path of prayer. This is dealing and talking about our waiting on God. Several times in these verses, David refers to his prayers. And I'm certain there are times when David wanted to stop praying. I'm sure there was times where David felt like, maybe I'm wasting my time praying. But all through the chapter, David kept talking to God. He kept praying. He wanted to stop maybe at times, but he didn't. And our duty is to pray. Pray when God says yes. Pray when God says no. Pray when God says, "I have a better way." Pray when God says, "Wait." Just keep praying. Prayer is more than a religious activity. It is the path out of our valleys. Prayer, the path of prayer. That is our waiting. But notice, secondly, in verse 10, we see the path of praise. That's our worshiping. Verse 10, David says, "Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness." Thou art my God, thy spirit is good. Worshiping, the path of praise. You know, in the midst of this many times sad psalm, David sends up a word of praise. In the middle of this pain, David sends up praise. He reminds us that God is good. Verse 10, he says, "For thou art my God, thy spirit is good." Every person who walks through some valleys would do well to get an attitude of praise. David didn't accuse God, he worshiped God. David didn't whine to God, he worshiped God. My mom and dad used to sing a song called "There's Within My Heart a Melody." Maybe you've sung it at church, an old song. And he penned this song. A guy named Luther Bridges wrote that after losing his entire family in a tragic house fire. "There's within my heart a melody." You know, you sing that song. That was written by a man that had just lost his entire family in a tragic house fire. Horatio Spafford, you know the story, wrote "It Is Well With My Soul" right after his daughters died when the ship they were on was struck by another ship and it sank. If you and I cannot praise the Lord when we're in the valley, then we really have no business praising him when we're on the mountain. Because isn't that an easy time to praise? when we're on the mountain, if all we can do is praise God when it's easy to, then we're not really praising people. The path of praise. So you say, what's the path out of the valley? First is the path of prayer. That's our waiting. Second is the path of praise. That's our worshiping. But notice third, there's the path of practice. That's our walking. David's desire is to do God's will. What does verse 10 say? He said, lead me into the land of uprightness. What does he say in verse 10? Teach me to do thy will. David's desire was to do the will of God. And this ought to be every one of us. This ought to be our goal. When we fail in walking with the Lord, we can discourage our own selves. So the best advice that can be given to anyone in the valley is to just continue to walk with Jesus every day. When we're in the valley, that's when we don't feel like it, but that's when we need it the most. And, you know, you and I need to be very careful to not follow our feelings and let them take over, but to realize, you know what, it's right. And even though I don't want to right now, now is the time to stay faithful and keep walking with God. A few years ago, there was a man, Dr. John Piper. Some of you have heard of him, and he was diagnosed with prostate cancer. And he, out of his battle with his disease, he wrote an article entitled, Don't Waste Your Cancer. In that article, he mentions 10 mistakes that people make when they deal with cancer that cause them to miss what God is doing in their lives. And I wanted to just briefly just share a few of them of how he describes not to waste your cancer. And we mentioned about don't waste your valleys when you go through them. So I wanted to read you what he said. First, he said, you're going to waste your valley if you do not believe it was designed for you by God. He said it's more than just saying, well, God can bring good out of this. It's this acknowledgement that if God's allowed this in my life, it was designed for me by God. The second thing he said is this, you're going to waste your valley if you think it's a curse, not a gift. Number three, he said, you will waste your valley if you spend too much time reading about your valley and not enough time reading about Christ. And what a wonderful point. Let me say that again. He said, you'll waste your valley if you spend too much time reading about your valley and not enough time reading about Christ. Number four, he said this, you will waste your valley if you allow it to drive you into solitude instead of allowing it to deepen your relationship with Jesus and others. And that's the first response. Many people, we want to go into a cocoon and get away from everybody. Number five, he says, you will waste your valley if you grieve as those who have no hope. And boy, is he right about that. Number six, he says, you will waste your valley if you treat sin as casually as you did before. He said that, you know, the valleys we go through, he said, should be a place of refinement where the saints of God deal with their sin. Number seven, he says this, you will waste your valley if you fail to use it as a means of witnessing to the glory and truth of Jesus Christ. You know, you and I are never anywhere by accident. God sent us where we are, and we are there to bring glory to him. And, you know, I would say today when getting victory in your valley, are you wasting your valleys, or are you making it count for Jesus? Do you need to talk to God about your valley today? And, you know, I would suggest do as David, acknowledge your pain and acknowledge what's going on in your life. But in the middle of it, there are prizes that God has for you. And there's praise that you need to send up to God. And there is a path out of it. And that path starts with prayer and with praise and with practice. Just keep doing right. We'll go on to something else tomorrow. Hope you've enjoyed just these few days in Psalm 143, getting victory in your valley. And dear friend, may I say this as a reminder. Valleys were made to go through. And God's going to get you through this. Yeah, you're not going to be there forever. And so just know we're praying for you. And let's get the most out of our valleys when God allows them in our life. God bless. We'll talk with you tomorrow, next time here on Believing Together.
We are thankful that you joined us for this podcast today. We encourage you to subscribe to the Believing Together Daily Podcast. And please feel free to contact us through our church website, kerwinbaptistchurch.com, if we could be of further assistance. May God richly bless you today.